me crying after you've gone. There's no denying you'll be blue, you'll feel sad, you'll miss the bestest pal you ever had. There'll come a time, now don't forget it, there'll come a time when you'll regret it. Someday when you feel lonely, your heart will break like mine and you'll miss me only after you've gone, after you've gone away. Left me crying after you've gone. There's no denying you'll feel blue, you'll feel sad, you'll miss the bestest pal that you ever had. There'll come a time, now don't forget it, there'll come a time when you'll regret it. Someday when you grow lonely, your heart will break like mine and you'll miss me only.
You're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moss Taylor. Montreal singer Susie Arioli, from her album Spring, the track After You're Gone, with some solo work from tenor saxophonist Phil Dwyer and trumpet player Kevin Turcotte. A new album before that, just being released off Cellar Music Records, from New York City-based trumpet player Joe Magnarelli, working with trombonist Steve Davis, pianist Jeremy Maneja, bassist Clovis Nicholas, and drummer Rodney Green. From the album Decidedly So, we heard a Magnarelli composition, This Nearly Was Mine. And the set started with a new project just coming out on Blue Note from Vibes player Joel Ross. Off the album Gospel Music, we heard Repentance, a track that featured the tenor work of Maria Grand and pianist Jeremy Corvin.
Thank you. is Bird Note. As the February moon rises over a Louisiana marsh, a peculiar sound breaks the nocturnal silence. It's the call of a black rail, a bird whose voice seems pulled straight from a cartoon soundtrack. Black rails are one of a half dozen North American rails, a group of marsh-inhabiting birds more often heard than seen. Just 6 inches tall, the black rail is a puffball, the shape of a barnyard chick. For birdwatchers, seeing a black rail is akin to seizing the Holy Grail. Black rails are not only tiny and dark, but they are secretive and most active at night. Many black rails nest in marshes along the Atlantic seaboard and in the Midwest, but in winter, they concentrate in the coastal marshes of East Texas, Louisiana, and Florida, areas that face many threats. U.S. populations of black rails have declined greatly. In recent decades, the enactment of laws protecting wetlands has improved the bird's prospects. Those who support conservation of wetlands help assure that this shy bird's comical voice will be heard for many years to come. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
If you want to explore unique perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media, you are listening to the right channel. This is CJSF 90.1 FM.